the path to holiness, resist, overcome and die. Romans 6:11. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. One of the most profound truths of Christian living. The pathway to holiness. This journey is not mystical, reserved for a handful of super saints. It is practical, biblical, and available to every child of God. The question before us is simple. How do we live holy lives in an unholy world? Scripture gives us three essential steps. Resist, overcome, and die.
Resist. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Sin begins not with an action, but with a thought. Satan uses the gateways of the senses. Eyes, what we choose to look at. Ears, what we choose to hear. Mind, what we choose to dwell on. Like a skilled thief, he slips in quietly, planting subtle seeds. If temptation is a spark, resistance is the water that puts it out. If we delay, the spark becomes a fire, and the fire a blaze. But God's word guarantees, resist him, and he will flee. This is not a hopeful suggestion. It is a divine promise. The devil may roar like a lion, but he is a defeated foe when resisted in the name of Jesus. Overcome. Revelation 12:11. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Resistance is the first step, but overcoming is the victory. Scripture gives us two powerful weapons. The blood of Jesus is not only history, it is living power. When we plead his blood over our minds, families, and battles, we remind the enemy that Calvary sealed his defeat. Testimony is not just your salvation story. It's your living record of God's faithfulness. Each victory builds a wall of remembrance. God delivered me before. He will deliver me again. Your testimony is a weapon. With every triumph, your faith fortress grows stronger and Satan's hold grows weaker. Die to sin. Become the new person. Romans 6:6, for we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Paul said, I die daily. This is not morbid, it is liberating. Dead men do not sin. When you die to anger, lust, pride, or greed, those sins lose their grip. Death to sin leads to life in Christ. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. This new life is not sinless perfection. It is daily surrender, daily crucifixion of the old nature, and daily resurrection in the power of Jesus. Here's how holiness works in real life. One, resist. The instant temptation arises. Satan, I resist you in Jesus' name. Flee! Flee! To overcome, declare Christ's victory. I plead the blood over my mind. God delivered me before, and he will again. Three, die. Make the conscious choice. I am dead to this sin. It has no power over me. I am alive in Christ. Holiness isn't an accident. It's a spirit-empowered process. The enemy says holiness is impossible, but God's word says otherwise. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Beloved, the path to holiness is before you. Resist Satan, and he will flee. Overcome by the blood and your testimony. Die daily to sin and rise daily in Christ. This is not bondage, it is freedom. This is not misery, it is joy. This is not impossible, it is promised. Will you commit today to walk this path? Father, teach us to walk in holiness through the power of your Spirit. Help us to resist the enemy at the first spark, to overcome through the blood of Jesus and the testimony of your faithfulness, and to die daily to sin so we may live fully for you. In Jesus' name, amen.